Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ames Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 to just let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
I'd like to appreciate you for taking this time out in your busy Sunday to consciously join myself and others as we deepen in our connection and communion with the ground of our being, God in us as us. I emphasize that every week because I know that there are times, all of us, myself included, when we forget our divinity, we forget our true nature, we forget our spiritual identity, when we're caught up in whatever it is that is happening or going on around us or to us or for us. We might cling to some affirmations, some Bible quotes, but in the middle of whatever it is, sometimes we're more invested in whatever the experience or the challenge is than the remembrance of our true nature. And so this morning, sort of continuing on from last week about our core beliefs, I wanted to look at the core beliefs of our teacher and our way sure. And always, I believe, when something is true, you will find this truth in all of the major philosophies or theologies. In Hinduism, they recognize that the Atman, which is the individual consciousness, and the Brahman, which is the universal consciousness, our nature, God's nature, are one. In Judaism, they say that he is in all, and all is in him. In Islam, Muhammad says, blessed be his name, those who know themselves know their Lord. Manichaeus and Confucianism says, those who know completely their own nature know heaven. In the Chinese Book of Changes, it is written, in the depths of the soul, one sees the divine, the one. And Buddhism, the Buddha says, look within, you are the Buddha. And we have so many examples from our Waisha, our teacher, our beloved Savior and friend, Jesus, who demonstrated by example of his divinity but also to remind us of our own divinity. He told the Jews, I and my Father are one. Also that it is the Father within me that doeth the work. He reminded them, I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the light of the world. You will know the truth will set you free. I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. Before Abraham was, I am. All these statements of truth speak to his core belief about himself. But also he reminded us that this was not just true of him, but true of all of us. The major teachings I believe that he shared was to remind us that we were divine sons and daughters of the Most High God. He came to fulfill the law, he reminded us. Yes, Moses brought you the commandments, but people and the Pharisees and Sadducees were so busy enslaving and imprisoning the people with the letter of the law, they had forgotten the spirit of the law. And that's what he came to show, to demonstrate, to live, to express, and to show us how we too can live and express from our true nature. I know from personal experience that when I can catch myself in the midst of whatever it is my mind and consciousness is obsessed with, and come back to these truths, to examine that right where I am, these teachings still hold true. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will abide forever. These are not words that were meant for 2,000 years ago. These are words that are meant for this very day, this very time that we are living in, this very situation and condition and whatever the experiencing that we are facing. The core beliefs we may have held before need to be eradicated and get these core beliefs so entrenched, so imprinted, so emblazoned upon our soul that we too can walk on water or turn it into wine. Few of us have ever achieved such feats. But he told us the works that he do and that he has done, we will do greater. We do not do greater because we are fearful. We do not do greater because we are lacking in our faith, that it's not strong enough. We do not do greater because we have that doubt, that limitation of belief. We do not do greater because we fail to trust. All part of the human experience and human nature. But what I'm here to remind you this morning, whilst these may be experiences and expressions of the human nature, we are more than human, we are spiritual beings. We need to come back into the alignment with these teachings that are the same yesterday, today, world without end. This life was not meant to be fraught. And yes, we will have tribulations, as he told us, but he reminded us that we were to be of good cheer. For as he overcame it, so we too shall overcome. And I have to keep reminding people that as he lived as an example, he overcame death. He overcame the way people treated him through forgiveness, through love, through trust in the belief of his own divinity. He recognized that he came from the source of all that is God, the Almighty, Omnipotent, Omniscient, Omnipresent, and that to God he ultimately returned. That was why he could say, before Abraham was, I am. That understanding, that recognition of him being a part of the infinite divine source that is everywhere present. that understanding and belief, that that spirit that creates and keeps the galaxies, the cosmos, and everything that sustains all of life was right where he was. Yes, he had moments of weakness too, like we did. But he overcame them because immediately he came back to the remembrance of who he was and whose he was. My beloved, the invitation always is to look to our teacher, our way shower, the example of what it is that we are ultimately called to be, to express, to do, to experience. And we can only do that when we truly open ourselves to aligning with our true nature. It's not just the saints and sages of the ancient world that had wisdom. We too have it. But it isn't that God only spoke to those prophets of old. God is speaking to each and every one of us in the depths of our being if we choose to listen, if we choose to adhere, if we choose to obey. That is the greatest gift we have been given, the ability to choose what it is we want. God did not create us as automatons to obey him, but gave us the free will to do so if we so choose. See, when we look at the example of Jesus or the Buddha or any of the saints and sages of old, you can see that they worked on themselves so that they could truly be saturated and drenched in the divine that was right where they were. That they could live and express from that realization that eternity, that is God, is always present. That they could move beyond the dualistic thinking of you and me in separation. That they could see that there was no other, that we were all one. That greed and selfishness and vanity, all of these things that we all have and experience and share and express, could be transcended with right thinking, with compassion, with tolerance, with love, and with the belief and acceptance that the divine is in and through all of creation. The divine ones, the saints, the sages, recognize that it was important for their consciousness not to be attached to anything, but let it be attached to the divine, to the sacred, to the God. My beloved, know who you are and affirm that. My sacred text is from Luke 22:70. And they all said, "Are you the Son of God then?" And he said to them, "Yes, I am." I believe that is an invitation for all of us to acknowledge that we too are the sons and daughters of the divine. That when we are thinking to ourselves that we are just this little identity, this little label we attach, I am just Ingrid Scott. I remember to ask myself, am I not the daughter of God, of the Most High, of the infinite intelligence, the absolute reality, the divine mystery that is everywhere present? Am I not one with this life that is in and through all of things? Am I not able to align with this presence that is right where I am? Am I not able to speak the word for my health, my wholeness, my abundance? Our sacred text speaks how our teacher affirmed boldly, clearly, unflinchingly who he was. And let's remember that in those times that would have been thought of as heretic, that was considered blasphemous. And he spoke it boldly. Who are we then not to speak boldly to our true identity, our true nature? Not just when things are good and everything is going swimmingly in our lives, but to speak to our true nature when things are challenging, when things can seem at their most distressing, when things can seem at their hardest. Let us speak to our true nature as children of God, as the sons and daughters of the Most High, that we are joint heirs as Christ was. My beloved, you are already that. It isn't something you have to become. It's something you have to remember and claim. My story is by Ken Buttigan, who was seeking to express the Christ nature. And he says he recalls the beginnings of his education in nonviolence at the University of San Diego. He said, I learned that Jesus was a maker of peace, an agent of restorative justice, and a proponent of what we might call responsibility to protect nonviolently. As in the case of the woman accused of adultery who was about to be executed when Jesus intervened, neither with justified violence or hand-wringing passivity, but instead at great risk to himself, with a creative thought provoking nonviolent action that saved the woman's life and saved the men from carrying the burden and terror of guilt of homicide. In his time of foreign occupation and oppression, Jesus proclaimed a new nonviolent order rooted in the unconditional love of God. I heard, as if for the first time, Jesus' command for us to love our enemies and for us to offer no violent resistance to one who does evil. And I was forced to reflect deeply on the action Jesus took to dramatize this call, including urging his disciple Peter to put down his sword as the soldiers were arresting him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus is the revelation and embodiment of our nonviolent God, whose sun shines on the good and the evil alike. I would come to learn, therefore, that nonviolence was ontological, at the heart of God, the God who created the universe and said that it was good. Nonviolence is not ineffective, passive, weak, utopian, naive, unpatriotic, marginal, simplistic, or impractical. But it recognizes evil in the world and responds to it with good. I thought there was a perfect example of someone who was trying to live the way that Jesus lived. It isn't always easy. When our teacher told us to turn the other cheek, or if someone takes our coat, to give our cloak as well. It isn't easy because we are so attached to our thoughts and feelings of indignation and self-righteousness. But as this author shares, we don't bury our hands and pretend evil doesn't exist. But we don't feed fire with fire. We feed those that are evil by returning good. So my Science of Mind reading is entitled, You Already Are. The first quote is from Vaclav Havel. Vision is not enough. It must be combined with venture. It is not enough to stare up the steps. We must step up the stairs. assessing quotes from Ernest Holmes' Creative Mind and Success says, "There is something which waits on our recognition to spring into being, bringing with it all the power in the universe." The author writes, "In the city of Prague is an art installation that consists of a small round table with a tree growing through it, accompanied by two chairs. It's called Havel's Place in honor of Vaclav Havel, the former statesman, playwright, and first democratically elected leader in the Czech Republic. The rim of the table features his quote, 'Truth and love shall prevail over lies and hatred.' It was humbling to sit at this installation and to reflect on this life who survived communist imprisonment as a dissident and became one of the world's most honored leaders. What could I write at his table to pay homage to the indelible gifts he left this world?" These words came, "The person you want to be, you already are." Yes, the person you want to be already exists. You must allow the welcoming of their essence, the brilliance of their steadfast knowing. You must remove the muzzle from your timid mouth and speak the language of harmony, purpose, and possibility. No longer willing to establish roots in the diminished soil that borders obstacles made fertile by small minds. You continue moving forward, stepping through the jagged rocks of mystery, through the pathway lined with those who would hurl stones at your daring. The person you want to be, you already are. Yes, the person you want to be already exists. Cherish that grander you, understanding that what you value now, you experience now. No more delays. Begin the reacquainting by simply saying, 'Hello, you are welcome here.'" I think that is such a positive reminder for each and every one of us that we already are. That person, that way of being already exists within us. I believe that when Jesus went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, he was doing that uncovering, that realigning, that remembering of the self that he already was. He was taking that opportunity to dismantle the egoic nature, that self that says he wasn't enough, that he couldn't achieve, that it was too impossible to come into this world and show the people who they are and whose they are. I believe he spent those 40 days and 40 nights uncovering and dismissing anything that made him feel separate or different or unable to do that which he was purposed for, so that he could stand at the end of it and, when tempted, could decline and deny all that the lower self, the less than true self, was calling him to do. My poem is by Deborah Ann Belka, entitled Establishing My Faith. Establishing my faith, pressing closer into the higher calling found Jesus in you, gaining a perception of godly discernment, giving understanding my full commitment, striving for perfection, growing spiritually, working out my faith uncompromisingly, holding on to my hope, trusting you for all things, letting your word pull on my heartstrings, establishing my faith, going for the goal, the hope of your glory propelling my soul. My love, it is a continuing daily, moment-to-moment efforting, we have to be consciously choosing to do to align with our true nature. To recognize the true beliefs and make them the core beliefs of our soul. Just as how sometimes it is so quick to accept something that the ego produces in our mind, that we are not enough, that we're incapable, that we're not whatever it is. Let us go to the core beliefs of our teacher, who said, I and my Father are one. It is the Father within that doeth the work. I can do all things through him that strengthens me. Let us exchange those limited and negative core beliefs for these positive, true, constructive, higher beliefs. And if you haven't already now, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within and honor this body temple that is the sacred space for which the divine dwells and expresses. And always we just like to focus our attention on our breath as we settle in into our deepening down into consciousness. Deep calls unto deep, and deep answers. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. The breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So let us be conscious and cognizant that we are breathing in the breath of life itself as we take the next three deep breaths in. Inhale. Over the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Hold. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. For the third and final time, inhale. Let us bring our attention into the heart. This wonderful organ that pumps the life-giving blood around our body, that operates without us consciously instructing it. Let us take a moment to acknowledge and give thanks for the work that our heart does. Now as you inhale, affirm, this is my breath as I breathe in love. And as you exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out cruelty. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in joy. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out impatience. Bring your attention around to your back, the lower back, where your kidneys are. And take a moment just to give thanks and acknowledge the work that your kidneys do as it eliminates the waste and toxic substances from your body. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in gentleness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out of fear. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in calmness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out stress. Bring attention to your front of your body, under the right side of your rib cage, to your liver. The liver is the largest organ in your body and can self and regenerate. It detoxifies your blood and combats infections. Take a moment to just honor this wonderful organ and the work that it does in spite of you. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in kindness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anger. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in generosity. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out frustration. Place your attention on your lungs. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude how it brings in the air from the atmosphere and passes the oxygen around through your bloodstream. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in honesty. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out depression. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in courage. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out sadness. Now bring your attention and place it on your stomach. Your stomach stores and mixes and breaks down the food that you receive for nourishment and for energy. And it does its work whether we feed it with healthy foods or unhealthy foods. So take a moment to just give it gratitude. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in fairness. This is my breath as I breathe out anxiety. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in trust. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out worry. There are many systems that operate within our body without us thinking about or being conscious of the work that they carry out. So let us take a moment to offer gratitude and acknowledge all of our systems, the skeletal, the nervous, the muscular, the respiratory, the endocrine, the immune, the cardiovascular, the circulatory, the urinary, the integumentary, the reproductive, the digestive system. All of these work to support and make us function in spite of ourselves. So let us affirm, the divine within me is wholeness, and my mind reflects this wholeness into every organ, every function, every action, every reaction of my physical being, renewing it after the perfect pattern, the Christ within me. Beloved, take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, You're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. God is the spirit, the life force, the presence, the power that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. Divine Beloved, Ground of Being, Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, dissolve in our hearts, our minds, and consciousness anything that hinders our expression of our true self, our God self, our Christ self. Let us come back to the remembrance of who we are and whose we are, and to know that for every situation, condition, circumstance, or experience we find ourselves in, that you are right where we are. That we may know, as our teacher and way show anew, that it is the Father within that will do the work. It is the Father within that will heal, that will guide, that will bless, that will direct us in whatever it is we are confronting or facing. We know that there is nothing too hard for you to do. So when we get caught up in the no sense, the nonsense that our egoic nature and egoic little mind will sometimes drag us down and into, quicken within us the remembrance that we too are the light of the world. That we too are one with your infinite power and your endless grace. That we too can do all things through the Spirit that is unchanging and unchangeable, that is within us. That we too are sons and daughters, joint heirs with Christ in you, that we too have the life, the love, the presence that is your Spirit right where we are. That we are health, that we are wholeness, that we are peace, that we are love, that we are abundance, that we are yours. Mother, Father, God, touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our spirits, that we may remember that we are already that which we wish to be, do, have, or experience. That true self, that God self, that Christ self already exists in us as well. We know that there is nothing too hard for you to do. So we bring all the needs that there is at this time before your throne of grace. For those that are about to undergo operations, procedures, or a healing of any sort, we ask that you are with them, that you guide the hands of the doctors, the nurses, and all concerned, that each operation, each procedure is a success, that their recovery is quick, and that their body heals with rapidity. We are all in need of a healing of various sorts, be it of the body, be it of the mind, be it of the emotions, be it of the finances. Our abundance, our wholeness, our health, our healing is in you, and you are right where we are. So that which we seek, that which we need, is right where we are. Let us stop looking outward for our answers and look inward for our direction, our deliverance, our guidance. Mother, Father, God, there's many things that are happening across our world, some naturally, cyclones, thunders, flash floods, mudslides, rock slides, earthquakes. For those people who are experiencing such things, may you meet and supply their needs. For those experiencing food scarcity in this country and across the world, may those that have share, for there is enough for every man's need, not every man's greed. For the political situation that is happening across the globe, may you touch the hearts and minds of the politicians, that they may come back to the remembrance that they are in service to the people. For all sentient beings, whether they swim, fly, creep or crawl, run or walk, may their lives too be blessed. Divine Beloved, for your grace that is always in our lives, for your blessings that are eternal, for your mercies which are new every day, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you the glory. And so it is. So it is. So it is. Love, take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm out loud. I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open and affirm. I'm grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm. I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me our science of mind affirmation. The person I want to be, I already am.
The person I want to be, I already am.
Our Buddhist reflections. If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
Knowingly or unknowingly, word or deed,
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be happy. May I be peaceful.
May I be free. May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
they be peaceful.
May
they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they
be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May
those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May
they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May
they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all
beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be
free.
Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating
brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing
unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumination for this week. Rumi says, you wander from room to room, hunting for that diamond necklace that is already around your neck. My beloved, as we come to the close of this week's Sunday Soul, just to remind you, we will have our 10 at 10 on Thursdays as usual, our 10-minute midweek prayer top-up. My closing benediction. May you go into your week knowing who you are and that you are loved perfectly and empowered by the Spirit within you to share and express the love and light of your being with everyone you meet. My closing song is my favorite this week. It's by Joel Vaughan, entitled Details. Enjoy.
I can't trust you. I'm never gonna be there. That I'm never gonna know. That I can't trust you. Love it. That was Details by Joe Vaughan. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday and a week ahead. Until, peace and blessings.